teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's some diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with James Martinez on the
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for asking.
All right there.
My usual response to that is thank you for asking. Give me a minute to think about that, and I'll give you an honest answer.
Okay.
Most people, you know, that's just a little social thing. People look at you and, hey, how you doing? I usually look at them, well, you want the truth or do you want just a social commentary?
Well, because they can handle the truth.
Well, if they can't, woe unto them.
Right.
Woe unto them. You know, I was looking at one of my, and I'll admit this, I don't care. I read the Detroit news a lot, and I've been paying attention to things that are going up there in Michigan. Because it is the car capital of the world. Well, wait a minute. There's some argument about that. It looks like Toyota's taken over as the world's number one auto manufacturer. But the boys up in GM are going to go on strike. And that's going to involve Chrysler, which Daimler Benz got out of the Chrysler deal. As to why, I don't know exactly why, but Ford is also UAW. And they're on strike. Now, it might be a short strike. It might only be 7 days, which would help reduce inventory. But there's some problem with, I guess, the retirement of it. But at any rate, I was looking at the site, and I'm paying attention to the housing market up there and things in general, economically. There's a lot that centers around the auto companies up there because, obviously, it's a state that has the companies there and workers are there and the economy has a, you know, it affects the economy around Michigan in
Absolutely.
A big way. And I'm sitting there and I'm just going through some stories and they put up 700 homes in an auction. And one guy, he bid on this house. He bid $4,000 for a sight unseen Detroit duplex. And folks, if you've been to Detroit, it looks a little bit like Dresden during World War II. And I'm not joking. You want to talk about white flight? That happened up there. And unfortunately, as the auto company jobs went down, there was not a good employment picture for the folks who were left up there. In other words, they couldn't climb the ladder, you know, have their kids in school and, you know, get themselves out of that morass. Well, this guy, this Andy Jackson, I like his name, Andrew Jackson, he bid $4,000. Yeah, on an east side duplex. Well, you know the reason why he had to do that? Well, on the west side of Detroit, he had an $89,000 home that was being taken in a bank foreclosure, and he'd been there for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
So here's this guy in an auction buying a house that somebody else was displaced from. Why? Because he was displaced from his own home. Now, here's the trend in Michigan.
That's crazy.
Here's the trend in Michigan. I'm going to keep scaling back, and I'm going to keep scaling down. You know, not maintain, not maybe get ahead a little bit. No, but I'm going to go way down. If you go to the east side of Detroit, you can't go any further. Well, you'd be in the Detroit River. But east side of Detroit? We'll be right back, folks, with Cash Flow.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
James, I'm sitting here and I'm reading the rest of the story. And here's some irony. I just mentioned the auto companies. Well, guess where this little auction took place? Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
At the Ford Motor Company Conference Center just outside the gates of Greenfield Village in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh my God.
Now, folks.
So wait a minute. He had an $89,000 house that they foreclosed on?
Yeah.
And then he went out and
bought a $4,000 house, sight unseen. And I can tell you, I used to live on Greenfield in Detroit, and that's about as Detroit years ago I lived there. And Detroit, you got to understand something, folks, in its heyday. I mean, we were talking mansions where the executives lived and things of that nature. I mean, hotsy-totsy, you know. Mm-hmm. And in the 40s and the 50s, even in the 60s, it was a good place to live. I mean, they had bungalow-style housing, brick homes. I mean, it was nice. Until the bottom fell out of Detroit, and of course they didn't have the tax base. They didn't have the tax base because, as they called it, the white flight. And those are the people that were most able to move out of the city and move into the suburbs, the brand new suburbs that were being built. And then you watched in the 70s and the 80s as the malls were being built. You know, a lot of people don't understand, James, how the big cities got to be the way they are. Mm-hmm. And in Detroit, I mean, gosh, that was the place to live. I mean, it was a cool little city. But now, oh my gosh. it's not really good. And there is example after example here of what people were doing. There was a married couple in Brighton, Michigan. I've been to all of these places. I know exactly where they're at. I guess last week an engaged couple looked at a house in Brighton, Michigan. It was priced at $196,000. Well, they got the same house here for $165,000 at auction. I mean, it's really insane. And last week, the Wayne County Treasurer, and that's Wayne County, that's where Detroit's at, Raymond J., and I hope I get this guy's name right, Wojewitz, Wojewitz, he called off an auction to sell 2,600 properties seized for unpaid taxes. There was only one problem. Less than 10% received actual bids. But this one that they did at the Ford Motor Company Auditorium, and I shouldn't be laughing, but they got bids on almost all of those properties. Now, Michigan was ranked sixth in the nation with 15,565 foreclosure filings last month alone.
Wait, say that number again.
15,565 foreclosures last month alone.
Does it say what it was the previous month?
No, it didn't, but I'm sure if you go up to Realty Track, it's Realty Track, T-R-A-C, it does say, though, that it's 125% above last year's rate.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, this, and folks, this is, if you want to watch what's going on in the economy, you watch what happens to the car producers and things of that nature. Because you know what? When the economy gets depressed, people aren't out buying new cars. They're out there shopping old cars. They're going to buy used cars. And again, right. Back to our Madison Avenue thing, I can remember when I was a kid, James, my daddy would get a new Chevrolet Impala every year. And again, he did it because it was a deal he couldn't refuse. Every year, right. He'd get out and trade in his previous year's model. He'd plop down $700 on the counter and drive out with a brand new car. So I guess that wasn't a bad deal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Madison Avenue tells us, you know, to reflect your success and your ego here in the United States, the most successful and richest country on the nation. Check it again on the planet.
Right.
Check it again. We ain't.
Right.
We're the greatest debtor nation. But, right. You know, people, that's the psychology behind it, that you have to wear your wares or show your wares or however that goes.
That's just insane to me with that foreclosure story is somebody's doing – years ago they do a Chapter 7 on credit cards when you actually can do that. And then within 60 days they're getting offers from the credit cards they did business before with that they bankrupted with. Like right away they come in the mail. I'm like, hey, you want to do business again? Like nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean –
it's crazy.
It is nuts. I mean, and there's a few other examples in here. There was one woman – that she wanted to buy a house. Well, she said it was a diamond in the rough in our salvation. She's a retired Detroit police officer. Now, understand this, folks. I know what police officers get paid in Detroit, and she's retired. She said that she bid $486,000 for a 4,000-square-foot home in West Bloomfield Township. And West Bloomfield Township, that was the hotsy-totsy place that people would move to. That was like right up Southfield Freeway from the Ford Motor Company headquarters down in Dearborn, Michigan, right next to Southfield. See, I know all this stuff because I tramped around that ground for a number of years. And, you know, she got it. You know, $486,000. The house a few years ago, guess how much it was going for?
I don't even want to guess.
$800,000. So do you think property prices in the most prime areas of Michigan have dropped just a tad?
Yeah.
And this, now I can see why the UAW people are on strike. Because supposedly it was over retirement benefits. But we're talking about a company that only employs about 75,000 people in the country. And we're talking about General Motors. I was part of a layoff in Michigan, and I used to work for Hydromatic, a division of General Motors, and it was the largest factory under one roof. It employed over 3,000 people, and they would make transmissions. Well, yeah, when they decided that, well, you know, labor, you know, this labor is cost-intensive, and they used to manufacture all of their little widgets to make their components for the assemblies in the car plants, until they discovered that, wait a minute, we can ship these jobs overseas, have this done for way, way less than what we're having it done for right now, and ship it back into the country, and we can make kit cars, you know, little model cars, like a little model assembly plant. And I saw this coming back in the 70s. As a matter of fact, I asked Mr. Brown, he was the president of Hydromatics, the largest plant under one roof at one time, and there had to have been at least 2,000 people. And this was quality of life and product awareness and world-class quality. When they start coming out with world-class, the antennas start going up. And I thought, what are these guys up to? So I asked the president flat out. There was a couple thousand people in this auditorium. And I asked him, I said, Mr. Brown, I said, it's a GM's proposal here to make component parts outside of the GM family and then send them in and basically build kit cars. He must have stood there and stared at me for about 10, 15 seconds, looked around the auditorium. He says, are there any more questions?
I would have paid money to see that silence, that deafening silence.
It was a 10 seconds of absolute gold. It was a non-denial denial is what it was. And I knew exactly what they were going to do. And lo and behold, the very next year, what did they do? In Michigan alone, folks. Now, this is what I keep telling people. Well, I don't know. I work at Dell, and I haven't noticed any layoffs. Yes, you have. But nothing to the degree that they did 25 years ago. They whacked out 30,000 people out of the economy just in General Motors. 30,000 in Michigan alone. One fell swoop. Boom. Gone. Well, and that was to realign their manufacturing processes and to bring cost in line and all this other happy horse stuff. General Motors was one of the first people that jumped on the globalist bandwagon on how to produce products and supposedly be competitive in a world market. They were already gearing up for this 25, 30 years ago. So it's been no big secret to the CEOs and the inner workings of this wonderful little money cabal. But to the rest of the world, they've been just flat out left out in the cold.
Yeah,
you know?
Big time.
It's sad. I mean, it is really sad because you think where those transmissions are being built or when those engines are being built now or whatever, are they buying the cars that these components are going into? Absolutely not. They can't afford them. So in a country, we used to build all this stuff and make all these great products. We used to buy the products we used to build. But we can't do that anymore because we don't have a job that pays enough that we can go out and buy.
And if you want to get that product for your car, you end up calling India or somewhere else.
I mentioned Dell, and Dell's one of these fine little companies. They did their outsourcing for their tech jobs and everything else. And you'd pick up the phone for technical support. You'd be talking to somebody in Punjab, India or something.
That's right. That's right. I believe it.
But a lot of people got upset about that, and to Dell's credit, they at least moved their call center back into some Midwestern state someplace, or at least that's the last word that I had. But people
were making sure that the people on the other end have no dialect at all.
Well, yeah, and sometimes they'll tell you the truth, and sometimes they won't. If I get somebody with a heavy accent on the phone, I'll say, where am I calling? Well, this is Steve, and he's got this heavy Indian accent. Sure,
my
your name.
My name is Steve. I'm calling you. Yeah. My name is Stephen. How can I help you?
Yeah. And they reassure you on the phone. Well, we're going to take very good care of you, and don't get upset.
Where are you from? Oh, Van Nuys, California?
Yeah. In a pig's eye.
Right.
But that, you know, I mean, that was, again, outsourcing to control cost. Now, the problem is with this, that nobody wants to be on the standard of what the United States was. We built the highest living standard of any organized country, any culture in human history. In human history. Well, look where we're at now. Mm-hmm. I'm buying a $4,000 house sight unseen in East Detroit. and hope to God that the rats, the big fat rats, don't look at me as dinner and cart me out one night as a carryout. Hey, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
I have the latest news, the employment situation summary, direct from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We'll get into that for in a minute. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to who do we have online here? My screen. Who do I have here? I'm sorry, Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How's it going?
Hey, hi. Don. How you doing?
Pretty good. Got a couple questions. When is Cashflow going to be in the archives, or is there another site where I can listen to some older programs I missed?
Ah, good question. I'll have the answer to that question at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Second thing is I've got a Capital One business card where my rate has been, it was a fixed rate of 12.9, but as soon as mm-hmm. they lowered the interest rate, my rate went up to 15.9. Is there any redress of grievances I got on this?
Well, you know what? If you call the customer service, they're going to tell you to look at your terms of agreement and whatnot. It depends what the parameters of the card were, but you know what? They're not one to follow the rules hardly ever.
Yeah, I always paid before time, and I always paid more than minimum. I mean, you know, 300% or at least, you know. And I mean, there'd be no reason why, you know, they would jump it up 3 percentage points.
Yeah, yes, they would. Yes, they would. I mean, look, I'm on your side. If you do something you're going to say and you show up on time, you do the right thing, you should be, you know, recommended for something, but not necessarily with the credit card companies. That's not the case at all. You'll have, what they're going to do is, what I would suggest you do if you're going to keep a relationship with that card is get on the phone with them, talk to a supervisor, make sure you get their full name, and then tell them that you're considering closing your business with them and moving it elsewhere unless the matter is taken care of today, that moment, that second. Do not hesitate, do not alter, and do that first before you consider even doing any more business with them, because the one thing that they're scared of is people to stand up in their face and do not falter. And if you do that and you have no hesitancy about it, you may get it lowered back to what you want. But I you'll have to see, but I don't trust them.
Okay. John, I got one more question. I ordered a Berkey, and I was wondering, how long does it usually take to ship out?
They've been extremely busy. I'm going to say within 7 days.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good one.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Appreciate you calling.
All right, take care, buddy.
Yeah, I should have asked him what how big of a balance he was carrying on that credit card. But these are the games that they play. The interest rates.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Completely. That, his story right there is like typical of what I hear all the time. The people I talk to, I've been paying on time for 5 years. I've done this. Sometimes I paid it off. Sometimes I put a balance up there. And all of a sudden, either they miss a day or they suddenly decide to raise it and have some lame excuse on the other line why they did that. And they think in their mind they should be rewarded for their loyalty.
Right.
Their being on time.
They should be.
Them making the credit card money. But when these things occur, usually they just get the shaft for it and get their, you know, interest rates. It happens all the time.
Well, and if you watch the movie Maxed Out, and folks, I hope you've seen that movie. I have yet to been able to get a case price on this. We're going to get this movie in here because people need to understand what's going on with the credit card. I mean, even in that movie, it was admitted. And this was the Harvard law professor that did the query of the main people at one of the banks that said, you know, well, what's the deal here? You know, they admitted that, well, our best customers are the ones that, well, just make the monthly minimum payments. And we're talking about interest. And that's how they make their money. They'll admit that they make their money off the people that are going to be in debt for the rest of their lives. So,
which is what they're counting on.
Exactly. So when you say that, well, I've made all my monthly payments, I've not missed one for 5 years, they drop the prime rate, and boom, all of a sudden I get a letter of increase on per, go figure, folks, because that's
right,
where
right.
they need to make their money. And the credit card companies have taken a hit here, but understand that they write this stuff off. So
completely, it's planned.
Yeah,
during the year.
Exactly. So, you know, you think you're in good stead. I mean, imagine, folks, if you've been in a 30-year fixed term mortgage, 30-year fixed, and you've made all your monthly payments, and all of a sudden you get a letter from your bank saying, well, we appreciate your business, you've been a great customer, but your 5.75% home loan has just been raised to 7.25%. But thank you, and keep making those payments on time. You wouldn't accept that from the bank on that contract for the mortgage. But you're expected to take that from a credit card company because you've been a good boy or a good girl, and you've paid your, you know, you've protected that. You value that privilege that they've given you, and you played by their rules, and all of a sudden, the rules have changed.
Right. And then if they reward you, which they never do, like the holidays are coming up, and most people are going to be getting in the mail from all their credit cards, they're going to be getting the checks associated with it. They send you, look like blank home checks, and they say, use this instead of your card, or get a cash advance and do this and do this. Convenience, convenience, convenience. And one, it's going to put people more into debt. Two, they want you to do that and change the game around a little bit, so make you feel like you have more money, and put you in further debt. And they'll send those all out to people, even if they're late on payments. They send those out.
Yeah, they're scrambling for all the money they can get right now. And you might want to ignore those oh, get a credit card today, because chances are when it says pre-approved, you fill it out and send it in, you ain't approved. We'll take the break here. Cash Flow will be back in exactly 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
For Don in Ohio, I know you're still listening. The archives for the cash flow, they are being archived. The link is not yet up on the main site. So tomorrow we will create a link for that, and you'll be able to get all the past shows for cash flow. I'm sitting here, and I'm looking more into, you asked for, in Michigan, what the foreclosure rate was. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking across the country.
My other question is, do you think that these are accurate statistics, or is it possible that they're being,
you mean
altered?
You mean like the unemployment figures from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics?
Yeah.
Well, let me see here. What do they say? The number of unemployed and the unemployment rate held at just 7.1 million. They're saying that 7.1 million people are out of work. And if you do the numbers on that, and they say that it's unemployment in this country right now is at 4.6%. James, do you believe that?
No.
I was going to say, if you did, I got this great bridge on I-35 up in Minnesota. I'd love to sell you.
Right, right.
A little cleanup is necessary, and it's not in pristine condition, but a little cleanup is necessary.
Even if they did have jobs, it's very difficult to live now.
Well, they said that the unemployment level and rate were little changed from a year earlier. Yeah. Wonder who's running the United States Department of Labor now. They're very good liars, and they have this have this all broken down, of course, into stats and who's unemployed and whatever. But you got to understand something, folks. They only count the unemployment rate for those that are currently on unemployment benefits. You drop off those rolls, you can't find a job, your benefits are exhausted. Guess what? They drop you off the statistics page. You become a non-entity, a non-tax-paying person, and therefore you're not counted. So if anybody believes that the unemployment rate in this country right now is at 4.6%, I got a lot of stuff I need to sell you. Man, the list is endless. Little swampland down in Florida, a little bridge up in Minnesota.
Right.
Hey, you know. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Now, you asked me about foreclosure rates. Foreclosure filings rose 36% in August from July, and 115% nationwide from a year ago, led by, of course, California, Nevada, and Florida. By the way, I just talked to some people down in Florida and asked them how the economy was down there. Well, the person we were asking said, well, I used to work for a home building company, and well, they laid everybody off except me and another guy because we were the best workers, and we're only working 15 hours a week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, the number of filings in August, default notices, auction sales notices, and bank repossessions were 243,947, the highest since it began its month report back in January of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bankrupt American Home Mortgage is attempting to seize, and we've told people about this before, and I hope you're paying attention out there, folks. Remember Enron? Remember the boys running out the back door with the bags full of money? Oh, that's right. The retirements as well, the 401ks, whatever. Well, American Home Mortgage is attempting to seize as much as $27 million that employees had set aside for retirement. So they want to suck up your retirement funds because, you know what, they're in bankruptcy and they've got to pay their 10 cents on the dollar or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Now, employees will never see that money again. Now, Impact Mortgage Holdings will quit most lending and cancel its dividends. Accredited Home Lenders Holding posted a quarterly loss and said its survival remains in doubt. Impact said it had fired 144 workers and it will stop making A loans, or their what they call ALTA loans. And one guy says, if Bernanke starts running those printing presses even faster than he's doing already, yes, we're going to have a serious recession. The dollar is going to collapse, and the bond market is going to collapse as well. There's going to be a lot of problems in the U.S. And you notice what they did. The bailouts went to Wall Street. The bailouts are going for the banks. Now, here's people that made bad business decisions using their funny money system to begin with. You know, folks, that's where you create money out of nothing. Then you loan it to somebody, and then you get to pay interest for the pleasure of using that money from a private corporation. But guess what they're going to do? I heard this the other day, and I have no doubt that they're going to do this. They're going to lower the prime lending rate again. Now, that might sound pretty good to somebody that's maybe hoping for a mortgage in 6 or 9 or 12 months. Don't count on it. But what it's going to do is totally collapse the dollar.
Yep.
Totally collapse.
Wow. Well, where did you get that from? Where did you see that?
I heard that. It was either on CNN or MSNBC the other day that Bernanke, he was being pushed for a full percentage rate and reduction of the loan rate. But he only gave 50 basis points or a half a percent. And it was suggested before that, well, maybe he just doesn't incrementally like 25 basis points this month and a couple of months, another 25, you know, to soften this landing. Well, no, they needed to bail out Wall Street and the banks really quick because of the subprime mortgage bubble that they had helped blow up to beyond belief. So it was only 50 basis points, but I hear that it's going to be cut before the end of the year. If they say before the end of the year, look for it in November. So they're going to cut it again.
Oh, my God. That's going to really – I can't believe that.
It's insane. And here again, bailing people out that are using a fictitious system to begin with, and because they make bad business decisions, they're willing to collapse the dollar totally. Totally, just to bail
now,
out their well-bred brothers.
Mainstream
yes.
news.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, they had one of two choices they could have done. And one most assuredly would have not worked. And that was to actually raise the lending rates to try to wash this bad money out of the system. You know, that's what they did back in 79 and 80. Remember that one when gold went up to $850, $900 an ounce off of a couple hundred bucks?
Right.
You know, silver was trading for a couple of dollars and went up to 50. Well, they did that for a little while, jacked the interest rates and leased credit card interest rates to almost 22% and everything else. You know, basically what they did was to wring inflation out of the system. Well, now they're stuck because actual inflation rate, folks, and don't call the government to ask them about this. When we have our own private sources on this deal, we're running 11 to 12% inflation rate right now. What do you think is going to happen when they loosen those purse strings up a little bit more to try to get a little bit more liquidity in the market, get a little bit more money moving around? Yeah.
Bad news. That's good. It's good for people to know that this to be like a they have some warning about it, but the fact is it's going to affect everybody.
Well, I've got Don back on the line from Ohio. Don, you got a part two to your first part of your question, or what do you got?
Yeah, I got an update. I called Capital One Business up, and they told me they changed it on 300 million business card holders in the U.S., that they raised all the rates. I told them, basically I was going to end the our agreement and stuff like that and cancel my card, and they lowered it down to percentage point better than what I had before, so it's now at a
1.9. Now, give me this again. Before you got the good news from the credit card company, what was your rate before?
12.9.
Okay, so you called them up and you complained about it. They told you that there's
300 million business cards out there that they raised all the rates on them.
Okay, so after you got done calling them, what was your rate at now?
It's at, well, they it was 12.9, then they raised it to 15.9, and now it's 11.9.
Well, bless their little greedy hearts.
Okay, now, everybody that's listening, that is how much power you have. I'm not endorsing anybody use any credit cards, but you did that very, very well. And remember, you're the boss with them, so never feel like you have to keep going with them. I wouldn't go with them. Well, I'm presuming you need this card to run your business, correct?
Actually, no. I'm about ready to give them a nice chunk of change here to get that even down lower. Right now, with the Berkey I got, it's at, 27.80, and I figure maybe in another week I'll pay that down to about $2,000.
Oh, there you go. And if you can do it, and I don't know your business, and I don't look at your books, but if you're going to do business using that card and you were at 12.9, 11.9 isn't that much more attractive. But if any way possible that you can move your money and still conduct business, I wouldn't use these usury people to save my soul.
Yeah, the thing I get, though, these days is, I get a lot of offers in the mail, but none of them offer the balance transfers anymore, the 0% interest until paid off.
Mm-hmm.
None of them offer that anymore.
Yeah, well, and they know, they know what's going on in the money markets out there. They know exactly what's going on. We used to get
those. Yeah, they don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. You're calling the show, and 10 minutes later you call back, and they lower it. I would have said, you know what, I want it down to like 6. 6. I've been with you guys for a while. What's the problem? What difference does it make?
6%.
I'll still say,
yeah. Do it like
whatever.
An auctioneer. 6%. I hear 6. I hear 6. I hear 6.5. 6.5.
Yeah, I'd suggest anybody that's got a Capital One business card to call them up and talk to the supervisor and tell them, hey.
And I'll guarantee you what you just did, most people aren't going to do and won't even know what happened. They won't even notice it because they'll get the stuff in the mail and they won't even understand what it means.
Well,
so they're going to make an enormous amount of money just by doing that. to pick up for some stuff.
Well, James and Don, now, come on. Now, psychologically, if people are getting these notices in the mail and they're business card holders, 300 million of them, I almost guarantee you the large percentage of those people are going to look at that and go, well, I know the banks are in trouble right now, so I guess I'll just cut down a little bit on my usage of my card if I can help it. They won't pick up the phone. I don't like to get down on people, but folks, quit being bleeding sheep. Quit laying down for this stuff. You don't have to.
Quit thinking that you need them.
Oh my!
You can tell them what to do and then some, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, I'm not using the card anymore. I did use it for the Berkey, but that's just because I didn't get to the bank yet to put that money in. So
right. Well, is there any possibility that some enterprising financial institution is going to take a look at what the credit card companies have done, and they're going to say, you know what, we're still going to offer credit, we're still going to give them credit cards, business cards, whatever else, but we're going to put a fixed rate in there, only to be adjusted when inflation or some other factor outside drives the cost of us doing business and our profit margin, it drives that up. I'm waiting for a company to do this, and I'll tell you what, they're going to clean house, because you're going to see a lot of people jumping from a lot of other credit card companies on this new bandwagon. Still going to be the same thing, only it's going to be fixed up a little bit and repainted, and it's going to look brand new. But I'm waiting for somebody to do that, to actually jump in what I guess would best be described as discount credit card company. It would make sense to a lot of people. And again, folks, keep in mind that the reason why they're able to do stuff like this to Don or 300 million other people out there is because they can. They're not regulated. There are no regulations from Congress. Imagine, folks, in the comparison, the best one that everybody understands is a fixed-rate mortgage. Like I said, would you accept that if you had a 5.75% mortgage and all of a sudden you get a call from the bank, hey, we jacked it up to 7.25%, but you're a good customer, come in for your free iron or whatever. You wouldn't lay down for that, but people do for the insurance, the credit card companies. They do it all the time.
I like to see the people get together in each state and raise enough people, you know, to get a bill passed where no credit cards from South Dakota can be issued into that state.
Yeah, well, and I'll go you one better, Don. I'd like to see Ron Paul elected as president, where he's publicly said that he wants to dump the Fed. Okay,
I'd like to see the heads of these banks be put in jail.
Well, that too.
Now that we're adding on all the things that we like.
So along the political lines, guess what George Bush just said? George Bush came out and said, yeah, Hillary Clinton's going to get the nomination for the Democratic Party. but he goes on to say, well, don't worry, our guy is going to beat him. It seems to me, by reading that he already knows who's going to be nominated for the Republican ticket. Can we say fix? The fix is in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hey, Don, thanks for telling us that.
Okay, have a good one.
All righty.
Take care, Don.
Got another one here. Says that I had a credit card that was at 7.9%. Mm-hmm. And it went to 22.24% because I was late on another card. Not their card, another card.
Yeah, that's the universal default that I talked to everybody about on here, which means you probably didn't understand that when you got the card. You probably were not aware of any of that. But if you have that card and it's gone up that much, it'll go up on all your cards. And they will keep that there usually sometimes 3 to 6 months as punishment. Look, nobody, if you have credit cards, they're not going to reward you for loyalty. They're not going to reward you for being on time. They're not going to reward you for paying it all off. They're not going to reward you. There are no rewards, okay? None.
Wait a minute. Discovery gives you cash back, don't they? Don't they give you rewards?
Yeah, that's an incentive to keep the chain around your neck longer.
Amazing. Well, I wonder for this particular person here, if they were late on their card and not another issuing member card, I wonder if the I wonder if that rate wouldn't have been more than 22.24%. Imagine that. Okay, you're dealing with Sears and Roebuck, and you get a bill from Penny. It says, well, you were late on your Sears card. We have an agreement with you. We just jacked up your rate for using our card.
Was that inquiry on the chat box right there?
No, that came internally.
Somebody
here.
Called in.
Yeah, no, internally.
Yeah, just look. When something like that happens, dump the relationship. Forget him. I would either, if you're gonna stay in the credit card game, which you're gonna lose, it's just a matter of time, transfer that and end that relationship and transfer it to another card if you must. Otherwise, eliminate it. Eliminate it or settle it and be done with it. The longer that you keep taking abuse like that, the more that it's reinforced with the people that are doing it.
And these people aren't the ones who are out there doing a favor for you, easy credit. Because, folks, I mean, honestly, think about it. If somebody tells you, hey, I'm gonna hire you as an employee, and I'm going to hire you for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, but you know what? You only have to work 4 hours a day. Let's just keep that between you and I. Now, you would think that person did you a favor, right? Well, isn't the credit card company doing you a favor? Well, look, you know, it's easy credit here. Don't worry, you can make time payments. Go out and buy what you want. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, and while you're doing that, we'll increase your limit too, maybe.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, you've been such a good customer and you made your payments on time. Of course, we'll up the limit for you. And until you don't pay somebody else's credit card and you get zapped by this company that you didn't do anything to, for around 23%. Hey, I love it. What a game.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, hey, we'll break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
by the way, a little bit more on the foreclosures out there, just to keep you guys abreast of what's going on financially. For every two homes sold in August, one went into foreclosure in Central California. Amador, I think it is, El Dorado, Nevada, Placer, Sacramento, Sutter, Yolo, and Yuba counties have this distinction. You're out in California. Was that news to you, James?
No, I knew a lot of this was going on. I got a call over the weekend from somebody I know fairly well, and she's saying, look, I'm going to have to sell both my houses. Everything's going wrong. It was totally ironic. She didn't really know that I'm talking about this on the air, but of course I gave her the URL and so forth. But most people that I know personally that don't know the credit card game or whatever are concerned about their houses, and they're trying to, you know, end the whole thing. Sell it, get out, put their money elsewhere, but they don't know where to put their money. It's pretty nerve-wracking for people that I hear.
It is. And folks, you can make a difference. What we're offering here to the listening public out there is something that you may not have considered so far. You may have considered, well, maybe not using your credit cards at all, but that doesn't do anything for the balance that you have stuck on there right now. And you might be lucky. You might be like Don in Ohio, using a business card for credit card for business, and he roughly has a couple $1,000 on it. Good for him. But for you people out there that have amassed credit card debt and you've told yourself the lie that everybody else tells themselves, oh, don't worry, things will be okay, you know, I'll throw more money at it and I'll get the balance down. For those that are stuck right now and know that you can't do that, James, what do they need to do?
They need to contact me either by telephone or email. The email address is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. The telephone number is 310-201-6536. We can eliminate or settle any of the mainstream unsecured credit cards. We can also settle school loans, charge cards that have to do with like stores, Macy's, Sears, things of that nature. But when you call me or you email me, everything is private and confidential. A whole story on how it works, what's expected of you. Basically, I represent North American Educational Services, which is basically a school which teaches you how to do a process and eliminate your credit card debt or settle it where you're in control of it, you're running the show, and more importantly, you understand what's going on. Because once anybody understands and they're taught how what's really going on, they'll never have to deal with the credit cards companies the way they have been, and they'll be free, they'll be liberated, and they'll be debt-free, and they can start building a much better future.
And the way I went about this was not through North American, not through your company. We went through another company, and it turned out to be disastrous. But we had learned enough about the game, and we knew enough about the credit card companies and the bank scams and all of this stuff, the information we accumulated, that we just literally stepped in, bypassed the people that are supposedly in there on our behalf, by the way, charging us a fee every month. Mm-hmm. Now, and we went in and went in direct negotiations with the credit card companies themselves. But that's a dicey game. If you don't know what you're doing in that arena, call 310-201-6536. Talk to James or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Folks, take a hold of your financial future. There's only so much you can do, but you can do a lot on your end. James, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
See you later. Take care.
Hey, stand by your phone. I'm going to call you right after the show.
All right. You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.